RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to whoever's hosting Starkey's show tomorrow to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page.
I feel like there's a puncher's chances, actually, Joe.
What card are they going to give away? Okay.
It is, Joe?
I am also producing.
What a good guess by me.
I think the card is going to be Aaron Rodgers' first last game. Then Aaron Rodgers' rookie card.
I think it's going to be a Scotty Miller card. Maybe an MVS card to reflect Aaron Rodgers' most favorite target from last game. When was the last time MVS got targeted 9 times?
How about maybe a Ryan O'Hearn rookie?
That wouldn't be a bad one. I actually would be fine with that.
How about a Ben Kindle rookie?
How about a
Yegor Chinnikov?
I was just going to say, how about a Yegor Chinnikov? Can we get a Yegor Chinnikov rookie?
Donnie's biggest football topic of the day is in the Donnie Football Debrief, and it's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie will be hosting for us tomorrow at 2. Charlie Borges is here.
Hello.
And he has something for us that is football related?
Yes.
Okay.
Two things. The Debrief, 12/30/2025. The first thing is a thinking thing that I have for you guys. A thinking thing.
Dangerous game to play with us.
Yep. My good friend Brandon sent me a video about these two guys talking about sports teams and their favorite sports teams, and that every team should have a designated jersey number that's retired of the athlete that pissed you off the most, so that number can never be worn again, because whoever wore that number was so bad that it ruined...
Well, Malsy's calling for number 8 to be hung from the rafters.
For a second, I misinterpreted that and thought, like, for the Steelers, it's Brady or Lewis, but there are all-time Steelers who wore 12 and 52.
No, he's talking about the guy on the Steelers.
On the team.
Guy on the Steelers who was so bad.
Yeah, I think it's
that you have to retire the number to reverse the curse that person bestowed upon your franchise.
Oh, boy.
What would the number be for your Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think it's Pickett's number.
Honestly, though, like, they moved on from it so quickly, it might surprise you that I'm probably not going to take that one. You know, it's just one that, for various reasons, this number of player pissed me off, although right now the guy wearing it is doing a good job. 14, Pickens and Limus Swede.
Yeah, I thought about Limus immediately.
That was
even though
first
he was
one.
Only a second round pick. It's just
I've never
that
heard
image,
of that man before.
It's just that image of him not making that catch against Baltimore and just laying on the ground on the turf
and then saying he was hurt. Yeah,
yeah. That's a tough one to shake.
That play was so bad that even something Pittsburghers love that he did later in that game couldn't redeem it. He almost killed a Ravens player, Corey Ivey, I think it was, with a ridiculously wicked block later in that game. And even that thing, like Hines Ward would have been smiling at that block, probably was, couldn't redeem him. Here's another one. I think Jarvis Jones's 95 would be up there for modern Steelers who made me mad.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, the guy that I was going to name...
6 sacks in 4 years!
Keanu Benton would have to give up his number. But Greg Lloyd wore 95.
I know. Didn't Kendrell... No, Kendrell Bell never wore. He wore 57. Or did... Wait a minute.
I thought about 25 for Artie Burns, but that's Ryan Clark's number.
Kendrell Bell wore 97. That's what it was. Is there anybody else who made me really, really mad as a Steeler?
How about Devin Bush, 55?
Joey Porter, though. Well, yeah. Joey Porter got really mad at me.
Yeah, so that would actually be a good one for you. Arthur Motes, 55, too.
And Arthur is a big, you know.
Nice guy.
Yeah. So on this show many a time. Yeah. Man, that is a hell of a question.
Could you think of any, like, Pirates or Penguins?
Oh,
my God. If we did Pirates, we could be here all day.
I will say this one for a Penguins. Just a player that, like, bugged the hell out of me. Craig Adams always made me mad.
Really? He's a Stanley Cup champ.
I know.
Chris.
He always just annoyed me.
Any reason in particular?
It was mainly that...
he had to stay in the lineup every night as a fourth liner?
You would always...
And he seemed to be like Dan Biles, my teacher's pet?
Yeah, he was also just... It occasionally came through, very infrequently, but it did in his interviews. But it was more word of mouth that he was just an insufferable human being. That he was the kind of guy who went to Harvard and the first thing he told you was that he went to Harvard. That kind of guy. Don't have much patience for that. You know where Craig Adams was born? Country?
I'm going to say Iceland.
Would you like to hazard a guess on this one, Charlie? Where Craig Adams was born?
This is probably somewhere in the UK.
He was born in...
Probably somewhere in the UK.
He was the only... He is the only player in NHL history born in the country of Brunei. Sultan of Brunei, Brunei. Yeah.
Bless you.
Do you have a second one?
Oh, I do. I wasn't going to do it.
Don't.
But this is it's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. The transfer portal is so stupid. Oklahoma State transfer offensive tackle Grant Seagren is set to visit 4 schools. He's set to visit Auburn, Northwestern, Arkansas, and Oklahoma State. He is visiting the school he is threatening to transfer from. What the hell are we doing?
Under what auspices is he visiting? Like, he's just coming back around, hey, just saying what's
he's
up?
He's doing his, like, official visits, but he's visiting the school he's transferring from.
I just don't really know how. I don't know how he could be doing it.
That is
it.
So college football in 2025.
Is it because,
right there.
Is it because there's a different
new staff,
coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
He's going to arrange an official meeting with
so
the
wait,
new
Charlie,
coaching
you think
staff
the
there.
Transfer portal is stupid. Why?
Okay, so he says that he will return to Oklahoma State to visit with potential transfers as he evaluates his fit moving forward. And the tweet right underneath it was that meme that you had referenced.
Mulsey, the guy.
The shirt guy, yeah. It's great. The Christmas shirt.
I'm announcing
shirt.
I'm leaving Oklahoma State for Oklahoma State.
This is the exact reason why it's stupid. Like, people are... It's the coaches as well. The coaching carousel finishing before the playoffs even start is dumb. I mean, kids are just leaving nonstop.
Charlie, dare I say it, you sound like a guy telling me and all the other people out here to get off your lawn.
You know what? Get off my lawn.
Okay. Most of these guys, by the way, Pony, you're aware of this. Most of these players in the portal don't even visit their new school. It's what's the price?
Yep.
And okay. Like, there are very, very, very high percentage of these guys who never have set foot on the campus of the school they're playing for until they actually get there to play.
And in college basketball, you have guys who are playing in the G League and who are drafted, who are going back to school because
NCAA
of the transfer portal.
Has said they're not going to allow that, I believe.
But the president of the NCAA did tweet something like that. But he also said in the tweet, we really can't enforce what I'm saying because of lawsuits.
Oh, I didn't catch that part of it. My bad.
Transfer portal is stupid. And Rutgers basketball coach, somebody asked him, could you make a midseason transfer portal acquisition? And he said, sure, I would love to get a 36-year-old guy four kids that can come in and play.
I'm going to say one more thing then about that.
Why, is someone adding a guy like that? I wouldn't be surprised.
Transfer portal is stupid.
I had this thought come into my head. I would love at like the lower levels of college basketball, right, where like you're in one of the minor conferences of the 300-plus D1 teams.
Yeah.
I would love to see a team just try to sneak like a random 29-year-old who can still hoop onto their squad. Like, you know, a guy who wouldn't show up on anybody's radar as being like this NBA recognizable player. Like, imagine a dude who went over and played in like Greece for 5 years and was balling out but decided to come back to the States. I'd just love to see a team try to sneak him onto their roster and see if anybody noticed.
Calipari went off on this last night after Arkansas's game.
Yes, I saw.
He actually made a good point. Apparently, the NCAA's moving of the goalposts on this whole guys who go into the draft and then end up in college it was a European player who did it, and we don't have any jurisdiction over what European guys do with the draft. So if a guy from France entered the draft and then played college basketball, well then, you know, there's nothing we can do about it because he's French.
Really?
Yeah, that was their... That
He's
was
French.
Comeback for it, yeah.
Transfer portal's stupid.
Thank you, what Charlie.
Forget it. That's a topic for
another
day.
What's your question?
Just what would be your solution?
Limit the transfers, put a salary cap on college.
You making them employees then, full-time, collective bargaining?
But we're paying them like it.
So would you let them collectively bargain and form a union?
Sure.
Okay, cool then. I'm with you there.
Good talk.
See you out there.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, his first choice for affordable legal solutions. A lot of snow where I was today. It probably took me an hour and change to do my driveway. But whatever, it's a good workout.
A lot of people surprised that such a blue-collar man even does his own driveway.
I look at it and I get pissed at first, and I'm like, man, this is a lot of snow. But then once I get in the rhythm of doing it, it is therapeutic.
How much snow fell, dude? We had like we had about an inch and a half of snow at most.
No, I'm telling you, it was weird down in Washington County.
Like Cannonsburg, a little snow belt?
Yeah.
Well, you should know about that living in Buffalo.
We got probably 6 inches, maybe more.
Did you ever experience the phenomenon when you lived in Buffalo where they would say some towns would have literally green grass?
Yeah.
And then and like 10
yeah,
miles
the city
over,
of Buffalo would barely get touched. And then down where the stadium is, where the Bills play,
there'd be
would
like
get
20
like
inches
feet.
Of snow.
Yep.
And then like, but they would also say if you go like another 10 miles, you'd see
You're
again
fine.
Green grass. That is crazy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.